So, Mike, would you like to ask your question?
Bounty. You have sought to introduce Buddhism into Western culture within an accessible manner. Stephen Batchelor, too, has tried to make Buddhism a means of answering genuine existential concerns to individuals in a contemporary and accessible manner. Do you not think his attempts should be embraced, modified if necessary, but not crushingly rejected as an interloper?
As an
interloper.
So you've sought to introduce Buddhism into Western culture within an accessible manner. Stephen Batchelor has also tried to make Buddhism a means of answering genuine existential concerns to individuals in a contemporary and accessible manner. Do you not think his attempt should be embraced, modified if necessary, but not crushingly rejected as an interloper?
Well, Stephen Batchelor is a quite interesting person. He's had a quite interesting history. I don't know if people are generally aware of that. He was a Tibetan monk for several years, in fact quite a few years I think, studying with Geshe Wabten, who belonged to the Gelugpa order. But he became disillusioned with Tibetan Buddhism, and he went to Japan, and he was a practicing Zen there under a teacher for several years, I believe, and then he came back to the West. So since then he has written a number of quite interesting books, and some of them a bit controversial. So I think in view of his history as a practicing Buddhist, he can't be regarded as an interloper. But there's no doubt that he is a bit controversial, not personally, but some of his views are a bit controversial. And I know he has come in for some criticism as well as appreciation from various quarters, from various other Buddhists. For instance, about 2 years ago, he happened to write something quite critical about the New Kadamba tradition. So the followers of the New Kadamba tradition were not very pleased with that, so they retorted with some criticism of their own, saying that he was not a Buddhist, and that upset him very much. But I think that would be going much, much too far, even though one might not be able to agree with some of his views or some of his opinions. Just recently he's published a book on Satan and Mara, which looks very interesting. I'm not able to read it, but I hope to get some friends to dip into it for me and let me know what he's written. I'm sure it will be interesting.
Does that cover your point, Mike?
Well, yes, it gives a general overview, but Bandy, is there not an existentialist point of view within Buddhism which should be developed?
A which point of view?
Existentialist view.
Well, I'm not sure how one uses the term in this connection. For Buddhism is existential in the sense that it deals with the facts of existence, dukkha, anicca, anatta. But whether it is existential in the sense, for instance, of Heidegger or Jaspers or Jean-Paul Sartre, I think that is perhaps a different matter.
Thank you.